Good morning. The final day of July of 2024, July the 31st, 2024. It is a hump day Wednesday. The time is 8:07. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, click there, and you can get a video stream and join us that way as well. Right now, plenty of sunshine, a few clouds out there, temperature at 66 degrees, according to the airport. I think it's a little warmer than that, but we will not argue at this point. And it is, again, glad to have you on board here on this Wednesday. Before we go any further, because every other Wednesday, we have a special guest for the first hour. And I tend to sometimes go right past our in-studio engineer, our producer, and the guy that is sharing time out at the Wisconsin Valley Fair with me this week, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad.
Yesterday was our first day out there.
I guess it was a lot of fun.
Did a little tag team action out there where I would start, you would come out, then I would come back because you got your rehearsals again for the big show coming up in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask you, did you enjoy your time yesterday over at the fair?
I really did. It was nice because there was a lot of, we didn't have a lot of people like coming into the main building in the first couple hours. But we did have a few people who came in and I got to talk with them, share a little bit more information about, you know, our station and what we do, and even gave away a lot of cool stickers and gave away a lot of shirts. So we're off to a good start at the fair.
Yeah, that's the thing I noticed when I came back yesterday to take over for you late in the afternoon, is that you were able to give away quite a few of the shirts. I thought, where did they all go?
There was a family of five that came. Family of six, actually. And each one of them got a shirt.
We're going to have a few. We're going to have to slow it down a little bit or else we're going to be out before the end of the week. But
that's true.
But it was great to see a lot of folks. And hopefully, again, if you're out at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, come on indoors for a couple of moments in that big building in the middle. It can get so very hot, but it's nice to talk to folks.
We have a fan.
Yes, we got the fan, thanks to you. So, again, we'll be back out there today and throughout the course of the fair this week. Mm-hmm. Coming up on this program in the second hour at 9:20, we'll be joined by Anya Harrington. She is sitting in today for Sean Wright. She'll tell us what's going on at the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. So, again, she'll be with us coming up at 9:20. And then at 9:34, we'll be joined by Michael Andrews from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. We talked a bit last week about the first South Beach Up North Chamber Music Festival. They had some string quartets in the area last weekend. And this weekend, piano trios. And we'll talk about that and where they will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Michael Andrews coming up at 9:34. But need to introduce our guest for the first hour. As every other Wednesday, we're very happy to welcome back here into studio Bob Luck. Bob, good morning.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everybody. When end of July. My gosh, things are flying by. Huh?
It is. As we get older, every week, every month, and every year goes by so very quickly.
Yeah. But you're talking about the fair and that. Well, needless to say, in my gazillion years in broadcasting,
I was asking about that.
The amount of fairs, music festivals, outdoor remotes. And I always remember, you know, we're setting up to do a remote, you know, from someplace. And it's always... there's always that same core of people who would like follow the particular radio station that I was on, you know, that they were big, you know, and they, the first words out of their mouth is, "Hey, hi, Bob, how you doing? Hey, great." He says, "What are you giving away?"
Exactly.
You know, and when you're talking to Ian about the t-shirts being handed, you're clothing the naked, basically. It's like they got the hands out and and this coupon for this and that, and they just it's just like they're vultures, you know?
I had a gentleman that stopped by the table yesterday, and
He saw our shirts and he asked, you know, could I have one of the shirts? I said, well, today I'll give you one today. I was just having some fun. But the thing was, he said, yeah, I got one here last year, the white one, and now I see you got the brown one. So I said, absolutely got to have the full collection of colors for Bull Falls Radio.
You know, decades from now, it'll be collector's item. So, you know, that's how you have to look at it.
I first asked him, how good a shape is the first one you got? I mean, the material's okay. I would not say it is the 35-year quality material. It's only got so many loads in the laundry before it starts to fray a little
bit. I've got a separate closet at my house with all the various promotion T-shirts, jackets, and that throughout my broadcast career, okay? And when I celebrated my 65th birthday, you know, I brought all these jackets for all these stations that I worked for, from all the way back into the Milwaukee days and right on through the Dakotas. And people are just looking at that going, my gosh, when you see them sitting up there, how the heck did you survive doing all this? I says, welcome to radio.
You just do.
You just do it.
You just keep on going. You keep on doing it. But I will say that being in that hot and humid area, just the first day felt like it sucked a little bit of the life out of me, and I got to do it again today and tomorrow and Friday.
And unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't cooperate last night for the show, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of people who look forward to the concerts that happened for Wisconsin Valley Fair. And myself, it doesn't harm me.
Right.
But I know there's folks that are going, oh, yeah, that's great. Yes. And Night Ranger is a pretty good act to open up your fair with. And as those clouds came rolling into the area, I went, oh, no.
and my phone starts buzzing up. Severe thunderstorm warnings in Lincoln County. You can just see it all coming. So some of those clouds. But by the way, before we talk serious stuff, one of the things I was thinking about today is how kind of jealous I am. While I am sitting there sweating and just having the life sucked out of me in 90-degree heat with humidity, you're going to be spending time tonight in a hockey arena.
Refrigerated building, folks. In fact, I will be wearing a jacket.
I tell you.
Because if you're sitting there like now with just a T-shirt and no, that doesn't work. Yeah, there's a little bit of a event down in Madison, Middleton, actually. And it's a Bob Suter Memorial Fund, and an incredible amount of hockey players. Jake Ottinger, who was, or still is, the Dallas Stars goaltender, has agreed to come and participate in the game. So another NHLer. At last count, I
saw your post. It says 40-some former Badger players and coaches. Well, then you add the
Wisconsin,
others.
And not even the ones that are not, who are coming out there. Brian Elliott will be there. You know, he was the goaltender for the Badgers national championship team.
He's had a long NHL career. He just keeps finding work, doesn't he?
He hasn't retired yet. He was a free agent, but didn't get snapped up, and so it might be.
He's hoping.
He's still good.
And they keep working. That's the thing about these guys. They work.
And of course, Joe Pavelski is slated to be there playing. And
his first official post-retirement appearance.
And so many others, and it's there to raise money for the Madison area, southern central Wisconsin's for providing equipment for junior hockey players, and which is always a fine way to get. And plus, if you're a hockey junkie, I mean, you can bid on game worn jerseys that they're going to be playing tonight. In fact, I just texted over the weekend. Coach Tony Granato, he's going to be coaching one of the teams, and Coach Mike Hastings, the current Badger coach, is going to be also coaching one of the teams. And I mentioned to Coach Granato, I says, you need an assistant? You know, and he goes, well, I could have you. You could be one of my assistant coaches. I said, no, you probably got other people there. I'm nobody. Just leave me alone. He says, no. Check with me. So who knows? Maybe I'm going to have my first job as an assistant coach
Yeah, get the board out there and start designing power plays. Oh, yeah.
I'll start drawing things, and the players will look at me, what the heck are you doing? Well, it'll be fun down there.
That is cool. That's tonight down in Middleton at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get all the heat, head on down there and see some great hockey, right?
When I played in the summer league down in Peoria, Illinois, I remember, you know, dragging my gear into this building, and there had about half a dozen guys sitting there going, laughing at me. Look at how you kind of carry out. I said, who's laughing? You're out here. It's 90 degrees and 90% humidity. I'm going into a refrigerated building with a giant ice sheet. Who's the dumb one?
Yeah. No, that is exactly right. I am so envious. When I'm sitting there today, I'm going to be thinking about you down there.
And I'm sitting there with a jacket.
I'm going to be the sweat just dripping down the arms and
and I'll actually probably be feeling cold.
I know. And the thing about it, though, I mean, coming up, we normally have Brittany Merlot with us, and she's, again, under the weather. Oh. She was out in Oshkosh last week, and she was spending her time, you know, camping out, talking about how cool it was during the course of the overnight, and then it would get very warm during the day. Yeah. That back and forth is not great.
And if you're not used to that.
Yeah.
You know, that does wear on you, and that's so. Drink a lot of. You got your water. You're set
water,
to go.
So yeah.
So I mean, that's and not just you, but also the folks who plan on attending the fair. And
stop by and say hello. Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
And where
you.
Are you at? You're the Octagon.
In the Northwest Wing. It's real easy to remember because I think north by northwest. Northwest.
Yeah.
So it's so stop on by. Lots of other folks to visit it as well. So really look forward to talking to you.
And clothe all your kids.
And come by as well between 1 and 4 when Ian is there too. So
yep.
Then really
be
careful.
1 to 4. All this week I'll be there.
Signing autographs, by the way, too. Yeah,
pictures available.
Selfies.
We're all celebs. Do you want my John? You want my John Hancock?
There you go. And for a very low price, so he doesn't ask for two.
No.
I'm just $2 an autograph is pretty reasonable.
You get money for yours?
We'll be back in just over a minute. Time is 8:19 here on Bull Falls Radio.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Home Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Home Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And yes, you can work with me. We are looking for sales folks to come here and help out at Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media. A wonderful company to work for. I can say that without any hesitation at all. But if you're somebody that is interested in the sales aspect, as we just heard in that promotion, great voice, I gotta say. That guy knows how to put a commercial together. You can send me an email, Chad.
It's all that sound processing. It makes us all sound good, man.
Chad.Holmes@civicmedia.us. Again, that's Chad.Holmes@civicmedia.us. And again, if you have any questions or comments that you don't send to your text line, you can always send me an email as well. So hopefully to hear from you, love to have you join our team and become part of our sales staff here at Civic Media. Weather-wise, again, Brittany, a little bit under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But a lot of sunshine in the forecast for today. Sunny and warm. Look for a high near 88. And again, as we've seen the last few days, not much wind. Calm winds becoming east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, some increasing clouds. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 a.m., a low of 68. Tomorrow, a pretty good chance of some rain. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. in the early afternoon, and then showers and thunderstorms likely after 4. Mostly cloudy and a high of 82. And then Friday, sunny and a high near 88 degrees. And it will stay sunny throughout the weekend if you're heading out to the fair. Sunny Saturday and a high of 87. And sunny on Sunday, a little bit cooler and a high of 81 degrees. Again, we are joined by Bob Look here on this Wednesday morning. Real fast, as you drive down to Madison today. Today is Speed Awareness Day. And just be aware, do not be going too fast, because law enforcement agencies, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, are joining states across the Midwest to step up patrols for Speed Awareness Day. It's a 24-hour high-visibility enforcement effort involving state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. And I wanted to warn you, don't want you getting pulled over on your way down to Madison.
Well, let me say something that I said when I ran for a state senate 2 years ago. That got a lot of people upset with me. And I basically, you know, made the comment about, folks, you know, when you see a speed limit sign, it says speed limit 65. It doesn't mean somewhere around 65. It means 65, not 66.
Right.
Not 68, not 70. 65. That's speed limit. And I says, I would be fully rah-rah if there'd be more of a focus on the pullover, you know, and basically handle a ticket to somebody who goes beyond the speed limit, even if it's 35. And you think, oh, I can go faster than that.
Right.
Oh, you can go faster than that, but it's not the speed limit. It's the limit, meaning the end. Now, some people go, oh, you're just one of these stuff. That's what they're there for.
You folks certainly don't pander to the voters, do you?
I'm not going to pander. This is the law.
I know.
And it, you know, and all these people, they always said, oh, we're for law and order. Well, how about following it? Speed limit is 25, you go 25.
You know what that's like, though? I mean, you know, we've seen plenty of sports, whatever sport it may be. It could be basketball, it could be hockey. When the officials let things go, the players take more. But when they say, hey, here is the limit,
right,
you can't go beyond this in terms of physical play, they adjust, and all of a sudden, hey, there's no problem. If all of a sudden for the next month, not just one day, but for the next month, people are getting pulled over all the time for going too fast, they will adjust, won't they?
Well, when I try to say the interstate, net, if it's 70 miles per hour when you get on the interstate, I run 70, and I run in the right lane. Now, again, if there's people trying to get on ramps, you see it coming. If you can move over to the middle lane, you know, to give them room to merge, you do that.
Right.
But then as soon as they, you know, well, I'm on here now, I could go 75, 80. So they take off, so I get right back to the right lane. And I just do that, you know, religiously. If it's a busy type of a situation, I you know, if we have three lanes out there and 70 is the limit, I'll do the 70 in the middle lane. You got two options. You go to my left or to my right. You know, and again,
it reminds me, again, one of my all-time favorite television shows is the Andy Griffith Show. I've seen all those episodes all the time. There was one episode where Barney Fife had this scene with Andy because he got a new police motorcycle. So he went out on the highway and he's pulling people over for going too fast.
Oh yeah.
And Andy got a little upset. Said, "Well, the truckers need that run up of this grade."
Yeah,
and Barney says, "Well, if you give them 40, they're going to want 45. And then they're going to, if you give them 45, they're going to want 50. Where do we stop this? It's the law." So Barney Fife himself said, that's the way it should be.
I'm not saying that people, you know, will be scared that they may be pulled over because they're going 66 and a 65 mile per hour speed.
But
I'm saying,
we all see it. You
right.
Know? Yeah.
When I make those trips to down to Madison, you know, for Badger High, I always just get a kick out of, I'll hit the, and when I set the cruise control, I don't set it right at, I hit it like about a one over. So it's like 70, it's 71, maybe
right.
72, just because everyone, I can count on one finger the amount of people that I pass.
I know.
And I lose count how many go.
Actually, that's the best part of going the speed limit, because then you can set your your cruise. And for the most part, you don't have to worry about coming up on somebody where you have to turn it off and then go in, you know, because often the person that you're, the left lane is always someone, you have to hit your brake and you turn it off. Hey, if you go 71, odds are for the next hour, you're not going to have to touch it.
There are times, I think when I'm coming home on a late Saturday night after a Saturday night game down in Madison, and I'm coming back home, once I get on the interstate and I lock it in and it's 70, mm-hmm. And I lock it in 71, and it's like it stays that way all the way to my exit here in town. You know,
Stevens Point, actually. Went to go to Stevens Point, then you turn, you have to turn it. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. We've all done that trip so many times. We have to know every nook. And by the way, real fast as well, it's hard to believe, and you and I can remember where it was 55.
I remember that.
It was all 55. It was just, you know, that was the high water mark.
That was back, you know.
Not that long, really. Maybe
prices and also oil shortage and all that kind of stuff. And that was a necessity at the time. So, folks, you know, and all I'm saying is this, you know, what's the hurry?
Again, be aware, Speed Awareness Day today.
Yeah.
And I promise now, there's been a lot going on the last 2 weeks news-wise. We're going to go into it coming up next with Bob Look. Before then, we are going to step away for an information update. Again, the top and the bottom of every hour, get the news, national news from CBS International News, and then Terry Bell with our Civic Media Wisconsin News Update. Brittany Merlot will have the Marathon County and Wausau area news and weather. And, of course, Mike Clemens will be on tap with the sports, as the tough one for the Brewers last night. So we'll get the information on that.
Oh, that's another story coming up.
The time is 8:29. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, and you can go to the Bow Falls Radio page and find a video stream where you can see us in the studio. You can add questions and comments. And also, again, if you have a thought, you want to join in the conversation, or just by texting, you can either call or text. Number one, if you're looking at the video stream, Bob is giving the signal, call us up. But you can call us, bring up the Civic Media app. There's a button there for a call, button there for a text. I actually used it last week. I tested it out. I brought up my app. I called one of the other shows. It went right through so easily. But you can do it the old-fashioned way as well with your digits. Call or text 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I got to tell you, it's been 2 weeks since you were last on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a interesting 2 weeks, hasn't it? We're sort of into the run-up here in Wisconsin to the primary, the energy out there. In terms of the presidential race, we've seen visits. the second gentleman was here in Wausau over the weekend. Yeah. I guess the news-wise, what's jumped out the last couple of weeks for you?
Well, first thing, before I even go any farther, yesterday was the start of early voting.
Yes, it was.
For the August 13th primary. So if you folks are saying, well, you know what, if you contact your local city hall or village hall or whatever, you know, where whatever you're located, whatever town or village, check with them. They do have the hours that they, you know, are doing this. Like right where I live, it's, you know, today through Thursday, and then next week Monday through Thursday, regular business hours, and go and vote. And I'm probably going to do that after I do my deal here today, because that just is convenient. You're basically filling out an absentee ballot. But it's, you know, it's just early voting.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're thinking of going out there on the day of the election, and of course, primary election, they're not expecting a big turnout. But there's
that's what the Republicans are hoping
that's
for.
That's what they're hoping for. That's what we're hoping
Let's
for.
Let's make sure that doesn't happen.
Because on the because in this primary you'll get all the candidates, but you can only fill out either the Republican side or the Democratic side,
right.
And then the two amendments to the state constitution are on the back. Which is very important.
Rare, because they're trying to actually, I mean, the idea of, and again, we talk a lot about, you know, good government and civics and everything else. That's the kind of thing that kind of really annoys me, that conservatives are trying to change the state government. It could be in any way, but it's still a major change, the state constitution. And instead of putting it on the November ballot, where you know that a lot of folks, as Wisconsin is usually one of the higher turnout states in the union, instead they decide, well, we're going to put it on the primary ballot because they want fewer people to vote. And that is just wrong.
And I gave you that story from South Dakota where they put this anti-video poker machines in a February a primary,
right.
And it was agreed upon like 51% to 49%. And then you don't get rid of the second leading revenue for a state of South Dakota, just throw it away. So that by the next 2 months, they brought it back and they won overwhelmingly approval of it. Point being, they don't have this option this time. I got a little thing, you know, if you get that ballot, all right, and you know, you have, of course, the Democratic people that are running for the various, you know, offices, but there's some offices that are empty on the Democratic side. Here's what you can do. If you feel, you know, like you don't want to do not a vote on that side, fill out the circle and just write in my name, Bob Look. All the other ones, you know, just put me in.
And then you can be on the ballot for so many different November races. You can be in all.
You know, why not?
You could be doing a lot of jobs.
County clerk, whatever, you know.
Actually, one of the more, again, for the Democrats coming up in 2 weeks' time, we do have the 7th District Congressional Primary, which I think is very significant. Last week had both the candidates on. I haven't really heard much from Tom Tiffany lately. It's been odd. I haven't really heard a lot from old Tom.
You won't.
You know, it's like he's just trying to, you know, cruise on through. But I do think that it's going to be an interesting. It's going to be obviously just, you know, demographically wise in terms of voting patterns. But I do think that, again, and you said this, and the fact that you ran 2 years ago, having a congressional candidate, I think that's going to be fairly strong, is going to help. Basically, you often hear about, you know, working down the ballot. In this case, I think working up the ballot with the United States Senate race and the presidential race in November, you saw it again in your race a couple of years ago in terms of helping up ballot and helping, Tony Evers.
Yeah,
that's vital.
Yeah, the old districts, the old district map, the one that got thrown out, yeah. You know, basically made it an unwinnable possibility for where I was at. And then I knew that going in. And again, I went into this not on my own, where I was saying, I want to, but I was approached by the party to run, and I ran so there would be somebody there. And I didn't just go through the motions. You know that.
Right.
I went out as much as possible to talk to as many people as I could, as these two gimpy knees could get me there.
Right.
But we talked to people, and the numbers, you know, I lost by a large margin as far as, you know, when you break it all down. But I'm still impressed with the fact that I had like close to 31,000 votes. And also the fact that through my calculations, I may have missed something here. I don't want to say that it's absolutely correct. But I was on ballot with, you know, Governor Evers in those same locations, in those same districts. And according to my math, I had 3 votes more than Governor Evers. Now, that's not where I was trying to get my point across, but that meant that there are some people who decided they're going to vote for me, you know, and instead of just not going out there to vote,
exactly,
it helps everyone on that side. So I'm saying, you may not be a staunch Democrat. I'm not a staunch Democrat. You know, I ran as a Democrat, but you know, there's somebody on the decision, and if I feel that the Republican candidate is better, I will, because it's my vote. Mm-hmm. I'm not voting for somebody else, you know, or as somebody else tells me to. I'm, you know, making my own decision. And make your own decisions, folk. But if you want to fill out those ones that are unopposed, and just put my name down. I don't care.
I want to ask you, because I've been watching some of the Olympics, and during the course of the Olympics, I've been seeing these Eric Hovde commercials where he's wearing a USA shirt, and he's kind of connecting with the Olympics to try to, you know, say that he is the true Team USA candidate in this election. And the thing that, again, and again, maybe I'm wrong on this, you've actually, you know, run for office. He talks about these issues, but he does not give any policy. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And he never tells us what he's going to do. And that's right. And also, again, seeing him wearing his little USA shirt and connecting with the Olympics, I don't know. It just annoys me.
I've always characterized this as the Republican Party are the backseat drivers of politics. They'll be in the backseat telling you, oh, you got to turn left over here. You're going too slow. Oh, go fast. Oh, come on, you got to hurry before you get past that yellow light. And but if you put them in a driver's seat, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know. What's that pedal to the right there? What's that? Well, that's the accelerator. What does that do? You know, they have no idea of how to get from point A to point B. All they want to do is just eliminate what's currently there, because it's government, and government is wrong. Government is a big waste of time. Well, if you're trying to make it more efficient, why are you dismantling it? And also, a little comment about, you know, of these TV commercials, when he starts talking about, you know, well, this is this, and like he pointed out, you know, this is wrong, this is bad, we should do, you know. My first question is, you run a bank out in California, don't you? What is the percentage of assets that you currently have that are foreign? What are you?
I haven't heard of that question.
That's my question to him. And there's been a lot of talk that there's a lot of foreign money that's, you know, pushing his bank. And of course, when you have more money in there, he's probably getting a little extra bonus for the percentage of more money in there, which is helping him.
Well, obviously. we don't know how much money this guy has, because
I don't care.
But I
care about his bank.
I know, but he could be the richest guy in the United States Senate, and he is telling us all the time in his commercials, basically, he's the guy that is, you know, he's buying the beers for the folks who are truly workers for him, as we found out. But again, that's, you know, I do think there's a problem when basically the United States Senate and the United States House are full of just rich people. I think that is a problem.
You know,
the idea, it doesn't matter how much money a guy has. No, it does matter to me. Well, I don't want to see constantly guys like Hovde and Tim Michaels, who seem to think that they have it all, number one. Those of you and I and so many other people, frankly, live month to month. We pay our bills. This guy and these guys, they don't know. They try to act like they know. They don't know. And frankly, that's one of the biggest problems we have right now in this system, is rich people seem to think they can do anything they want, and they can have all the positions of power, and people allow them to do that. And frankly, I'm getting a little bent out of shape over it, but I just think that is a major problem right now in the United States of America.
I understand that way of thinking, but I also like to point out that a longtime senator for the state of Wisconsin was Herb Kohl.
Yeah, I know that.
Who was very, you know, but let me just, you know,
okay, go on.
Is that he comes from a different angle. His wealth was built on a business headquartered in Wisconsin, getting employment to many, many people in the state of Wisconsin. I have known hundreds of people who worked for the company, Kohl's, you know, department stores, food stores, and all that whole deal. And every one of them has stories of Herb suddenly showing up at their location, chatting with them. Yeah, how's everything? Right. Is there anything? And if people had any kind of concerns, complaints, maybe something they didn't feel was right, they knew they could actually go to him, and there would be something done. There would be, you know, like, at least he listened. He tried, and every one of those employees walked away feeling confident and feeling right. like they were working for somebody who really genuinely cared for him, for them. And it's obvious with Senator Cole, the late Senator Cole, you know, what he did to help this state and his beloved, you know, area.
Right.
You know, with his means. There's a difference in wealth.
I know. But I will say, to wrap up this part of the conversation, we'd be much better off if we had no super rich people serving in government.
It would be nice.
And I'm talking about the super rich, and that opens up a whole bigger question where we have so many folks that are now super rich. I mean,
but here's the question I always also like to follow up with. If you are so wealthy and doing so well in your current business, why do you want to get into politics?
Because they want the power and they want the love and the people. Oh, thank you, Mr. Hovde. You're such a wonderful man.
Well, I got my taxes cut down. I want to cut it more.
I know. Because I get away with it. I think it's a lot of ego, though, too.
I think that's
just theory. But they certainly do seem to. It's not a coincidence, I think, that we see a lot of these folks like Ron Johnson, whose wealth has skyrocketed during his years in the United States Senate.
Hey, how was that 4th of July holiday in Russia handling? How's that going? I'm sorry.
The idea that that's a sad part. The guy's still 4 years until he's up again, and I'm sure he's not going anywhere. He's going to hang out as long as he can.
Well, again, you know, you get that feeling of power and where you can help your friends.
Again, real fast, we're coming up on timeout about Ron Johnson. How little do the Republican Party, the powers of the party, think that they choose J.D. Vance over him? That's a whole different kettle of fish to discuss. But we're going to come back here in just a minute. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, coming up in the second hour, we'll be talking to Anya Harrington from the Grand Theater, sitting in today for Sean Wright. Anya is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for the Grand Theater and Performing Arts Foundation. We'll talk about what's happening as they get closer and closer to the start of a new season. And then at 9:34, we're going to be talking again to Michael Andrews from the South Beach Chamber Ensemble. And some more shows going on this weekend. And really enjoyed talking to him last week, and a man that went to Wausau High, moved down to Florida. That's why South Beach, but still comes back during the summertime and provides some really great entertainment, and able to work with folks from Central Wisconsin as well. So we'll talk about some terrific piano trio shows coming up this coming weekend. But we still have a few more minutes with Bob. Look, before we go to sports, anything else news-wise you wanted to touch on before we turn to the page and lighten things up a little bit before I go crazy?
I know. Your blood pressure is getting up there.
You're so cool over there, and I'm always, you know, bouncing around these walls.
Well, you got another 6 hours at the fair today, so I don't want to burn you out already.
Folks, don't get me going. No, but anything else about?
Well, everything else has been pretty much. Let's see what happens. There's going to be some big decisions coming up as far as the running mate for Vice President Harris. So it's going to be a lot of things. And folks, at the rate things are moving, it's, you know, just hang in there, because things have a tendency to up and down.
That is something that I think needs to be underlined, because folks, I mean, everybody is, and a lot of it comes from the news media, always the right on that moment. Boy, it's going to be a roller coaster between now and November.
Yeah, my focus right now here in Wisconsin, electoral wise, is August 13th. vote no on both of those. Vote no. And on the Democratic side, anybody has an empty office, write my name in. Bob Look. Simple name, B-O-B-L-O-O-K.
We want a number of nominations for Bob Look. In 2 weeks, it'll be the Wednesday after. We'll get the response and see which one you decide to actually.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be on the November ballot.
Yeah, in all these roles.
Wow.
Hey, let's talk a little sports. As we said, The Brewers lost last night. I had a chance to go down there actually last Friday. First time this year to see the Brewers against the Miami Marlins. The funny thing is, most of the Miami Marlins I saw last Friday have been traded since then.
Someplace else, yeah.
It was good to see these guys wrap up their Marlin tenure. But we were talking before, and you got rather animated in terms of an idea that the Brewers should be pursuing right now, because they're in a good position heading the last 2 months of the regular season, but obviously some questions starting with Christian Yelich.
Well, I know that the focus on the Brewers has been shore up the pitching staff, get some more starters to help, you know, carry the load, because the bullpen has been doing way too much work, and they still have over 2 months to go, plus playoffs, if you make it. And, you know, I understand that. But there's one thing that I felt that the Brewers, and I don't know how hard they were shopping around trying to find some help offensively, because you're losing an all-star.
Who was
leading the batting average in the National League, and he's going to be out, and it's a flip of the coin whether you're going to see him again this year or not. I know he's trying to use rest and therapy and that to try to get the back settled down, but Christian Yelich, let's just, you know, call it as it is, folks, the chances of him really being a contributor are slim for the rest of the season. That's number one. Number two, You can't, with all the players that were being moved and the teams that were able to scarf up players, that there was not an opportunity to pick up an extra offensive player. Somebody, especially with experience, a veteran, and not just experience in years in the league, but playoff experience. Mm-hmm. And there's been a player out there that I have had my eye on for several years for the Brewers, Jock Peterson. And you may remember what he did against the Brewers when the Dodgers were playing the Brewers in the playoffs. They couldn't get him out. And
maybe the reason the Brewers don't have a World Series banner up there.
That's very, very true. Yeah. You know, because it was there for the taking. Yep. But this guy, and I've kept an eye on him all this time. He's currently on a 1-year contract with Arizona. And when Arizona was dealing some of these players out, and then he got picked up Josh Bell, I'm going, oh, this is ripe. This is the perfect time. Sure, you're going to have to give up something. But I'm telling you, numbers never lie. And the fact that he did some of his best hitting in playoffs and in World Series, and this is where the Brewers need to have a veteran who has that playoff experience. Rhys Hoskins, I'm going to see what happened when Hoskins hit that home run in the first game of the series with the Braves.
I was there.
Rest of the team, rest of the team just went, oh, I guess everything's okay in the world.
And then he hit another one Saturday.
The point being, folks, you know, the Brewers have a nice clique of young players, but when you get into that where every out and every pitch is very important, you got to have somebody who can put the ball in play and also get the big RBI. And that's something that the Brewers did not. And I'm going to have my Brew Crew review Thursday on Facebook. And as it stands, I don't have it written yet. I'm going to be investigating some of the other facts behind the scenes, so I'm not talking out of school. But I might not be as complimentary as I normally am.
Oh, well then, definitely go into.
I'm not a bad guy, folks.
No, but sometimes you got to, you know, but you got to tell it the way it is.
This is an opportunity I feel has been missed. And every time I hear Ryan Braun, when they, you know, put him on the Wall of Fame, and he's joking about him and Mike Moustakas coming back to help out the Brewers in the final couple of months, and he hasn't dropped that joke yet. And it's almost like he's being serious.
Yeah. But still six games up. I mean, the Brewers just continue to be in a very good spot, and they have an opportunity here.
I remember
here.
The Cubs being six games up on the Brewers, and there was suddenly a game 163. So, hey, by the way, Ian, can I get one of those T-shirts you're handing out to everybody? So,
I don't think we have it here.
Yeah, we do. We got something here. I shouldn't tell you that because you'll give them away.
Yeah, there'll be people lined up outside the door here. Yeah. Yeah,
get ready to get people interested, though.
Hey, Bob, enjoy your trip down to Madison tonight. It should be a lot of fun with the Badger hockey folks. And
it is. I don't know how to express how much fun it is because the barbs and the ripping that goes on between players and then
hockey players are unique, aren't they?
They are brutal. They are. I'm getting ready to get really sawed off by those guys.
Hey, we'll see you post primary in 2 weeks.
All right.
We'll talk to Bob then. Coming up, another hour here on Bull Falls Radio.